Lee Spur is downstairs as our special guest with Jake Batrick.
Thanks, Carl. I do have Lee Spur with me. Lee, a tough loss to swallow after such a promising start.
Yeah, the first half was really strong and really dominated for patches. We just didn't capitalise on opportunity. And in the second half, was a really hard slog. And the scoreboard sort of blew out a bit in the last quarter. We were sort of out of legs a little bit, which wasn't flattering. But we thought we really improved, really, from last week. And it was good going forward.
I guess one of the positives to come out of today was the new-ish look forward line. I suppose it's the first time we've seen the new guys together this season. When the ball got in there, Yaron especially looked really good.
Yeah, certainly. I think we had seven players, you know, that are under 20-odd games. And Michael Atmos with his first game back, he really competed hard and launched the ball. And we know that. And it's good to see the show to our fans and that he really competes and goes hard. And it's really good for us going forward to improvement in young players.
I'm going to throw it upstairs to Carl Langdon, Adam Papalia and Peter Bell.
Lee, I thought it was really influential. You guys had a lot of momentum in that second quarter and really didn't get reward for effort on the scoreboard. And then West Coast, of course, converted. That, I thought that was a real turning point in the match.
Yeah, look, it would have been nice to score a bit more heavily in the second quarter, but we really liked what we did, the way we moved the ball and the way we attacked it, and we really got to work around the stoppages and pressed in. And like you said, you didn't really get that reward for effort, which was a little bit disappointing, but there's something we can fix going forward, really, and work on.
What are you hoping to achieve through the remainder of this season?
A lot more of that, really, to be honest, and just compete and effort. And if you reflect week on week, we've improved substantially from last week, and that's all we can ask. And leaders maintain standards and drive the group, and we're looking to get something out of these last four games and build a foundation for our football club going forward and show something for our fans.
Lee, Adam Papalia here, mate. Alex Silvani, I thought he had another pretty good game. You know, second game in, did a good job on Buddy Franklin last week and shifted around a bit today.
Yeah, certainly. Sauce is one of those fierce competitors that comes in and gives his all every time he plays. And just to show the character and the effort of the man, really, to see how he can work hard and come back from injury and come in and play at the level. So really happy with the way Sauce went. Like you said, he's done a great job on some really classy forwards.
Did you feel like you ran out of legs a little bit in the second half as West Coast sort of ran over the top?
Yeah, they controlled the ball a little bit, and when you're chasing ass a little bit, you get a bit tired. So in that last quarter, they controlled and moved it around. I'm not sure exactly what the stats are, but out there, I think it will reflect that, and it makes it hard on the legs.
Michael Johnson, what's the story with Jono, Lee?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. He's training and working hard, and it's something for the strength and conditioning coaches and the coaching staff to see exactly when he's back. But when he's right to play, he'll definitely play, and I really look forward to having him back.
Have you ever had to do this extra work outside here like your teammates are doing as we speak?
In my first year, I was a travelling emergency a fair few times, actually. I think I was about four in a row, so I was on Etihad and that sort of stuff, running laps afterwards. It's certainly tough, but luckily for me, that's how I got my first opportunity to get back into the side, and you just need that bit of luck, so it's definitely worth it to put your hand up to play.
Well, well done, Adam, playing your 100th game, and it's been down your end a fair bit, but you've been holding your head up, so good luck for the next few weeks.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Lee Spur, and we head straight into the Eagles rooms. Ben Cameron has an Eagle.